Nice.
You know, participate in practice. It's
good. Looked okay. Moves around very well. And, you know, we've just to have him out there is a good thing.
Is he, even if he's not able to go full or whatever during the game, is his presence on the field even for a little while change things for you?
Well, I think it definitely will. His presence on the practice field is going to change. That's going to change a lot of things. So,
what kind of things does it
change? Well, it's the upbeat. It's a love to play, fly around a million miles an hour, encouraging other people to do the same or better, and you know, just how hard he plays. You know, he shows great example in what he does. He loves the game, you know. So it's great to have him back out there.
Still expecting Brandon on Thursday, or
we'll see. It sounded good, but we'll see.
What does Beeson have to prove to you to be able to be ready for this week?
Well, he's just going to practice. He'll have X amount of snaps to practice, and if he comes through his practice week having handled that, then we can expect to play him whatever amount of time we decide to do it. But he stays out there, works hard, doesn't have any setbacks, and I think that that's the proof right there. The medical people are very confident because of the way he's prepared himself to this point.
Does that mean you would start him, or you said
plays? Just go right along with what I said. I don't have any more to say about it. We'll see exactly where we are at the end of the week.
Do you know if there's any chance that Odell practices at all this week?
I doubt that very much.
With him, I mean, I know you said you don't.
Who are we on now?
Beckham.
Who are we on? Beckham?
Yeah. Do you get a sense that there is a progress there?
Let's just let this kid get better, okay? Everybody, settle down and let the kid get better. I mean, I went to him yesterday and I said, look, let's just not have any more setbacks. You know, whatever it takes to get over this, let's do this. Let's encourage him. Let's not let him feel like he's an outsider. Let's get on with it. But, I mean, to talk about him every day, I'll let you know when he's ready to do something. I'll let you know.
Why did you get a sense? Why did you feel the need to kind of say that?
Because it's every day. It's the same question over and over. He is not ready to play. He may be a couple, 3 weeks away. So we're not going to talk about him. We have a game to play. Can we talk about the guys playing in the game instead of just the people that are on the injury report? Thank you for bearing with me on that one.
What leads you to believe Monday night your offense can perform at a higher
because I have confidence that we're doing the right things. Definitely we have areas to improve in. I think we will improve. I think we'll get better as time goes on. I think the mastery of errors that have been made, if people can just retain the corrections and go ahead and give examples of that under the certain circumstances on the field that force adjustments, I think we'll make progress. Well, you've got an outstanding defensive front to go against, and you've got guys that from various times have had opportunities to be next to each other, and sometimes they haven't. I thought John Jerry the other night with, you know, 50-some snaps did well. So I think that advanced him. And the rookie has played center and guard all along. Now, are they in for some new experiences? You bet they are. But hopefully they can communicate their way through it.
Is Mosley any closer to?
I would say that he is much better than he was before the start of the weekend or whatever day this is. And if he continues to make that kind of progress, perhaps he would be able to practice later in the week.
So how challenged are you by the set of circumstances you face going into the season? Maybe in comparison to some others.
There's always challenges. There's always maneuverability. There's always, very rarely is it set exactly the way you want it to be. So in that regard, I don't know that it's any different. There's always that aspect of it. And what we've just got to do is get a group together as best we possibly can and move forward.
How different is your week preparation-wise? Because Monday, coming off of the way the weekend have them in here on Wednesday?
They'll be in on Wednesday. Just a brief introduction and a jog through, and that's it. And Thursday's a Wednesday.
Anything else?
Did you do Lion stuff today, Tom?
Did I who?
Did you guys go over Lion stuff today, or was it just...
No. We weight room, training room, right out on the field.
Tom, I would guess coaching your quarterback's a lot different than the rookie who you had the brief conversation with, you said yesterday. But with the way preseason went, with the outside take on your offense and that sort of thing, have you and Eli had any different level of conversation, or have you sought him out at all as it gets down to this point about...
Just to push him to continue to work at it and improve and get to know the people he's working with as best he possibly can. The big thing that happened in the preseason, which is not a shocking, but the reason we won a couple games is we didn't beat ourselves. And if you look at the numbers, you can see that. So that's something we can hang our hat on, regardless of what the statistics are.